It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canale. That's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canale. This is your daily sports dump for Monday, March 16. The Ides of March plus one. Beware. That day after the Ides of March, as the saying goes. Am I right? No. All right, folks. Well, if you're like me, you're inside and looking for something to do. If you're not like me, you're listening to this instead of recording it. So there you go. If you're me, you're recording it. All right. We all know where we stand. And today, we even have jokes. Yes, that's right. We have jokes. So let's get to those, right? Might as well. I will tell you that in just a few minutes after our jokes and another segment, we will be bringing you an actual fictitious tennis match between Serena Williams and a composite character of all the bros who think they can beat her in tennis. So that'll be coming up at the end of the episode. But before that, we've got some jokes for you. Here we go. Thank you, Quincy, for most of these jokes. Dana White announced the MMA has canceled the next three bouts. So if you aren't taking coronavirus seriously, you're just being an asshole at this point, okay? Because if they're going to cancel it, that's pretty much, that's the last straw for everybody, I would think. Now, the nice thing about the NFL not postponing their regular season is we have transactions. So we actually have some semblance of a regular episode. Let's get to these transactions, and boy, were there some today, big ones. The Houston Texans traded star wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins to the Cardinals for David Johnson and a second-round pick. Okay, it's a horrible trade. The deal's intended to reassure Houston fans that, unlike the Astros, the Texans definitely aren't willing to do whatever it takes to win a championship. I think that's pretty obvious from that trade. Now, it wasn't all bad for Houston, folks. While they did give up the best player in the deal, they were also able to get rid of the stress that comes with having too much cap space. So, the bright side. And, yeah, the Texans have already taken a lot of heat in the deal, but GM Bill O'Brien insists that he couldn't think of a more efficient way to waste Deshaun Watson's prime. And I think he's right. Because you don't want to be handing the ball off when your quarterback is Deshaun Watson. But you know that. Still, a little more NFL news. Now, according to sources, Tom Brady has narrowed down his options to staying with the Patriots or signing with Tampa Bay. In a related story, Brady also reportedly trying to decide between staying with his wife, supermodel Gisele Bündchen, or blowing his dick off with a shotgun. Oh, I see the parallels. All right. And at the end of the jokes, the Colts traded their first-round pick in the upcoming draft to the 49ers for defensive tackle DeForest Buckner. Now, when he heard of this, Houston GM Bill O'Brien said, "Holy shit, you can trade for first-rounders?" Yeah, you can, Bill. Especially players like DeAndre Hopkins. But we move on. Now, as regular listeners know, we've got a very exciting segment coming up. I don't even have to explain what it is anymore. I just have to say it's our mock draft update. And then wait for the music that I know is there. I didn't wait long enough that time. That's okay. Today's mock draft, as usual, comes to us from CBS Sportsline, where they have a whole mock draft central, where guys are mock drafting all the time. And today, Ryan Wilson, we've heard from you before, Ryan Wilson. Well, Ryan, he gave us a three-round mock draft. Now, folks, as you know, we're still 2 months away. No, not quite 2 months. Month and a half away from the NFL draft, 6 weeks away. So maybe we can start looking at these mock drafts. And actually, in all honesty, since there are no sports happening now, I'm not going to lay as much blame to these folks for their mock drafts. But I do believe this is the same schedule they would have been holding either way. Anyway, on to the content of this draft. Is this our last mock draft before the start of free agency? In these uncertain times, we weren't sure. But the start of the new league year is now set to proceed as scheduled, so there we go. Either way, we're ready with another three-round mock. Well, why did you put all that at the beginning there? Is it the last one? I don't know, but now I do know. So you were sure. Leave that sentence out. And for the first time this calendar year, that's 10 mock drafts. Okay. I mean, right there. Once you see that, you can stop reading. You didn't have to read it at all, but there's a lot of lines where you can stop here. But for the first time in 10 of his mock drafts, the Dolphins don't take Tua. So that means he's gone. I mean, how boring are those first 9 drafts? All right. Anyway, keep reading to see who else they draft with their 5 other selections in the first 70 picks. Well, this is not who they're going to draft, folks. You know that. We've talked about that before. All right. Well, we love the content, so thank you again, CBS Sportsline and Ryan Wilson. For you folks out there, I've given you all the content you need on that mock draft. And that was our mock draft update. And now, folks, I don't even know what this... I mean, it's just fake games, real games. I need a better name for this segment. I also should prepare some segment music that would be appropriate since I've promised to do this until sports start again. I gotta say, that was a bad promise on my part. This is only the third one, and this is a good one, this one. But I can't say that I'm going to have this many good ones in the next, 3, 4, 5 weeks? Woo-wee. What an idiot am I. Well, anyway, this imaginary match I'm going to call for you, and I will be calling this one. It's the first one. I'm not doing a character that sounds exactly like me. I'm just doing me that sounds like me. And in this match, this is our first tennis match, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to be playing 2 sets of tennis, and we're going to be featuring... Is it 23 or 24? I believe it's 23-time Grand Slam champion, not counting the doubles championships, Serena Williams, perhaps the greatest tennis player ever. And she will be playing against a composite character we're going to call Johnny Brohan. Now, Johnny Brohan is a composite of all the guys out there who think that they can beat women in professional sports. All the guys who say... Now, yes, a guy in the NBA can beat a WNBA player in basketball. Congratulations. But that's not who we're talking about. When I say Johnny Brohan, I think we all know who we're talking about. So without further ado, we take you now to this never-before-played, until now, and not even really now, match of tennis. Please enjoy. Hello. And welcome to Random Tennis Matches. I'm your host, and I'll be calling the match today. I am Joe Canale. We are here in a lovely backyard, undisclosed backyard in Beverly Hills. Now, I don't want to say whose place it is, but let's just say they're very rich, and we're in their backyard playing tennis, and they're afraid of coronavirus, so they're just staying inside. So this is perfect. We've got the court to ourselves, folks, and we're playing a match today here between Serena Williams and Johnny Brohan. Serena Williams, of course, 23-time Grand Slam champion in singles. She's got a bunch more in doubles. And then Johnny Brohan, well, according to Johnny, he played varsity tennis in high school before going on to Duke University, where he played some club sports and casual tennis. He says he still plays tennis more than well enough to hold up against a girl. When I pointed out that girls are children, he changed it to lady. So, that's Johnny for you, folks, and he says he works at his buddy's startup. All right, well, it sounds like it must be nice to be Johnny, huh? Must be. Just so you know, he's dressed in a red, white, and blue headband, and he has a Barstool Sports t-shirt on. Then it looks, oh, he's got a pair of Juicy Couture shorts on, so it says Juicy. Isn't that funny in the back there? And then actually some sensible socks and shoes. I don't know what those are. But he'll be dressed in that attire, and okay, here comes Serena Williams, and she's just dressed in a black dress shorts combination. She looks very serious. She just has a racket, no bag or anything, and she's onto the court here. She's just standing in her spot. Okay, she's waiting for the match to begin, I guess. All right, well, okay, so I believe, oh, all right. Johnny Brohan has according to him, kindly acquiesced and will let Serena serve. So let's begin the match, folks. All right. This is going to be 2 sets of tennis, unless we need, 3 sets of tennis, best of 3. Is that No, they're not. No one's talking. All right, they're just about to start. Serena Williams serving. No warm up or anything. No. Oh, okay. And here's a serve. Ooh. All right. Not a surprise. There's an ace right there. 15 love. Okay. The switch sides. Serena. She's very serious here, and she's up and serving. And up the middle, another wonderful hard first serve ace. So it's 30 love. And here we come, and wow, whew, 40 love. Serena is really on her game. I don't know if she was practicing before or if she's just a world-class athlete out to prove an idiot is an idiot. Here we are. We are on the final serve, and okay, look at that. 4 for 4 aces, and looks like Brohan's a little frustrated out there looking at his racket a little bit, but it's his chance to hold serve. So they switch sides, and since there's no crowd or anything, folks, we're not going to be stopping for any kind of commercials or anything. Although, if I was to say we had a sponsor, it was supposed to be Joe Canale's Joe Canale, the world's only open mic where you've got a 3-drink minimum. But, of course, because of conditions, we won't be doing the open mic. So why don't I just plug the Sports Dump, which you're probably already listening to. All right. It looks like Brohan is ready to serve. And here comes his first serve. And, oh, okay, into the net. And
first serve in, right? What?
No.
Come on.
He was asking if it's first serve in, but I don't believe we're playing under those rules. Bogus. So this will be a second serve. And, okay, and he's got it in. And Serena returns it. Ooh, down to the baseline. It just out of the reach of Brohan. It is love 15. He did get that first, that second serve in there, and it had a little bit of pace, but Serena was able to return it with ease. Brohan lining up, and here's his serve. Okay, and a return again down the line. Woo, that was a straight line return. Okay, so it is love 30 right now. Brohan looking at the ball right now. The balls are just around the court there. There's no ball, boy. You just got to grab it. He's gonna switch balls right now, folks.
Come on.
I guess he's a little frustrated. Okay, he's got the ball. And here we are. And here comes first serve. A nice serve. Returned. Oh, he did get his racket off it, but didn't send it very far. Just tipped off the end of his racket.
You got it.
So is that love 40 it is? Yes, it is. Love 40, folks. And we are, well, I can't say this wasn't predictable, but let's see if Johnny can get a point in. Here he is, and Johnny is serving. It's a triple game point for into the net. All right.
Come on.
And here he comes again. And, oh, double fault to lose the point. It is Serena 2, Johnny Brohan 0, or love, I guess, for tennis fans. So Serena will be serving again. She's all business. She's waiting for Johnny to get back in his spot. Looks like he's talking to himself a little bit here.
Come on, man. I'll play, man.
So Johnny's back in his spot now, and Serena's ready to serve. And here she goes. Oh, wow. A hard serve, and he kind of caught it right underneath. I don't know what you call that serve. It was right into the middle of the court. Very hard, and it came right up, and I think it clipped Johnny there a little bit. Very accurate. If Serena was trying to hit him where she did, that would have been a very accurate serve. For the record, it does go down as her point. It is 15 love, and Serena is standing, waiting to serve again, but Johnny is still, looks like he's still walking that one off. I got to say, I feel bad for him a little bit. Okay, looks like he's ready to, what? Nope. Oh, he's raising his hand, and hang on a second, folks. Where you go?
Achilles, man. Sorry.
Achilles? He's claiming, I guess, Johnny Brohan's claiming that his Achilles may have, he's walking, so.
I strained it.
Oh, it's a strain. Okay, he says it's a strain, and he's asking for a reschedule, but Serena is.
Man. Totally bummed.
Well, there she goes. Okay, well, that's it. They did not high five. From my calculation, it was 2-0, and then she was up 15-love in the third game. And now he's really limping around a lot. But Serena, she
more
man.
No mas.
Okay,
no mas,
well that was, I guess that's about how you would expect it to go. Johnny's kind of rubbing his Achilles there. He's sitting down on the court now. Well, I'm going to get out of here, folks, because eventually the people whose backyard we're in, they are going to call the police probably. And well, maybe Johnny will still be there. All right, that was your match for today. Sorry it wasn't as long as I thought it would be, but the outcome certainly was as we thought it might have been. And to all you Johnny Brohans out there, this is exactly what would happen to you. All right, stay safe, everybody. We'll catch you tomorrow with your daily sports dump. Bye.